Shavua Tov, as we hunker down for yet another, what looks like, week of not really being able to get out in this concept of social distancing, I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought that I saw over Shabbos by Rabbi Tzvi Dov Kanatapsky. Rabbi Kanatapsky was a Rav in America, a musmach of Rav Soloveitchik, back in the 50s and the 40s and the 60s and the 70s, until he made Aliyah, and unfortunately, he passed away relatively young, but he has a beautiful, beautiful idea, and his drashos are always so insightful. I want to share with you his idea in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. The Torah tells us, Vayikral Moshe, Hashem calls to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed Lemor, and Hashem speaks to him from the Ol Moed, saying, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem, speak to the Jewish people and say to them, Adam ki akriv mikem korban la'Hashem, when man brings a korban to God, so he chooses from the different animals, big and small, that are available to him. But Kanatapsky points out that there are several difficult wordings in this pasuk. First of all, Vayikral Moshe, that's not the normal way the Torah writes. It's just Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, the most common pasuk that you'll see throughout Moshe's entire lifetime in the Torah, is God speaks to Moshe and he tells him what to deal. Sometimes Vayomer, but why do we have both, Vayikra and Vayidaber? And next, if you look at Pasuk Bet, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, speak to the Jewish people, Daber, and then v'amarta. Also, why the redundancy? And next, or the last question, is Adam ki akriv mikem korban l'Hashem. It says that an Adam is going to bring in. And we know that there are different ways to refer to man. Man could be an Ish, that's often the terminology that's used. Man could be Adam, which is what we have here, bringing us back to Adam HaRishon, the first man. And also we have Enosh. We have different ways in the Torah to use to describe man. So why is it that we're told Adam over here as opposed to Ish? Those are the questions that we have to try to understand as we open up the study of Sefer Vayikra. What is Vayikra all about? So Vayikra is all about the idea of Ki Akriv Mikem, a karban. I'm going to bring a karban. Well, what's the purpose of a karban? So Rabbi Kanatapsky so beautifully explains that a karban really comes from two places. On the one hand, we're an Adam. What is the root of Adam? Why does the Torah use Adam? So typically we say Adam in Ha'adama. Man came, God is an original name. Why? Because man came from clumps of dirt that God formed together and breathed life into them, and that's what creates humanity. But man should always remember that he comes from the dirt. That's a very humbling thought. That's all I am. At the end of the day, man comes from the dirt, man returns to the dirt, that's all they are. But Rabbi Kanatapsky quotes, I believe Rav Hirsch, who says that, or the Netziv actually, says no, Adam is not from Adama only, but it's from the word domeh. That the root is similar. What is it that man is? At the end of the day, what separates man from animal is that man has the ability to be domeh l'Hashem. You could emulate. You can't be similar to God, but we could emulate God. Just as God practices certain things, those are the traits that we could try to incorporate into our lives as well. What is the purpose of a karban? On the one hand, a karban expresses the notion that I am so far from God, and so I have no shot at it. But at the same time, therefore, I should be punished, and I need to bring a karban as a way of getting atonement. It's often how we look at a karban. But a karban also comes from the idea that what? I can become karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can become closer to God. I do that by saying I could be domeh. I could emulate. I can aspire to be so much more than I really am. Adam, ki akriv mikem korban. When a person says, I want to be domeh in order to be karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is ultimately why we are put on this planet. Vayikral Moshe, the Torah starts by telling us Vayikral Moshe. Rashi says, why Vayikra? Melashon Chiba. God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I love you. I care about you. We have a relationship. Yes, there is the Vayidaber Hashem. There is the peace. Vayidaber Elav. God speaks him. Dibur, which is kashe. It is hard. But at the same time, we have to understand that within that role that God plays within us, there is that duality. On the one hand, yeah, God is so distant from us. We could never even imagine. And yet, at the same time, Vayikra, God calls us. God says, you're far away from me. I'm calling out to you, my child, come back to me. And similarly, in the second pasuk, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, yeah, it's true. You're going to speak to the b'nei Yisrael. That's also firm. But v'amarta aleihem, use amira. Say to the Jewish people, I want you to know that I'm there for you. And I'll always be there for you. I think when we live in uncertain and trying times, one of the things that we struggle with is, how do I make this work? What do I make of this? God is so distant. I think Vayikra gives us that sense of comfort that on the one hand, yeah, it's true. Vayidaber, Hashem is hard, far away. Adam, I'm from the Adama. But we can never lose sight of the fact that that's only half of it. That's only one side of the coin. Yes, my relationship with God will always have to be that way because I am finite and God is infinite. But at the same time, it must never be forgotten. Vayikra, God calls out to us. There's a love that God has, a chiba, a passion, a desire to be close to us, the Jewish people. That we can't forget. And we also have to remember, and this is probably the most important part, Adam. Not me Adama only, but me Dome. From the fact that I can become close to God. In a time where we live and we're told we can't be near people, we can't do with people, our entire life is flipped upside down. I texted a friend on Erev Shabbos. I said, I know you're going to have a Musaf, and you would probably be do Mevarchim in Shul. What niggin are you going to use? What tune are you going to use for Mevarchim? These are the little things that we miss. The chevra that we have. You share a word at the Kiddush with someone. We don't have all of that. And so, we have to realize we have the opportunity to be Dome LaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is also far away from us, and yet God is able to check in with us, and God is able to check and see how we're doing. We have to do that for others. Adam ki yakriv mikem korban. Person wants to be karov to Hashem, he has to try to be dome to Hashem. But when he's dome to Hashem, he has the ability, she has the ability, we have the ability to accomplish so much. God willing, we each should have that opportunity, ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. We should have the ability to become close to God. And by becoming close to God and emulating God, we should help ourselves become close to others. Have a great day.